This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Russian forces launched one of its greatest attacks on Ukraine on Friday. Anna Chernikova, who's in Kyiv, spoke with VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program earlier.
We know that there were more than 70 missiles that Russian forces shoot across Ukraine, and more than 60 were destroyed by air defense.
Three people were killed when an apartment block was hit in the central Kyiv region, and another person died in shelling in the Kherson city region. The United States will also provide additional security assistance to Ukraine. National Security Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby told VOA air defense capabilities are becoming a chief requirement of Ukraine's military after Russia's unprecedented airstrikes.
Search team scoured.
Sorry, that's the wrong piece of sound. At least one person has died and 10 more were injured on Friday after protesters attempting to storm the Peruvian airport clashed with police and the army. Armed forces fired tear gas and shots in the air to disband the group of pro-ex-president Pedro Castillo protesters attempting to storm the Ayacucho Alfredo Mendivil Duarte airport runway. Two ministers have also resigned on Friday following the deadly protests in the nation that have left a death toll of at least 16. Hundreds of protesters also marched in the southeastern Iranian provincial capital of Zahedan on Friday, marking 3 months since the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini while in police custody, sparking nationwide anti-government unrest. PNN reported that those protesters were also taunting Iranian security forces, including Revolutionary Guard personnel. This is VOA News. A QAnon follower was sentenced to 5 years in prison for his role in the Capitol riot. From the Associated Press, Ed Donahue.
Douglas Jensen was wearing a QAnon t-shirt on the day of the riot with the words, "Trust the plan." He can be seen chasing Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman, who was diverting rioters away from lawmakers. Prosecutor Emily Allen said Jensen wanted to be the poster boy of the insurrection. His attorney said Jensen wore the t-shirt with a large Q on it because he wanted QAnon to get credit for what happened that day, but he did not intend to attack the Capitol and did not physically hurt people or damage anything. Jensen told the judge he wanted to return to being a family man and his normal life before he got involved with politics. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A thunderous crush of soil and debris has killed at least 21 people, including several children, at a campground in Malaysia. Fiona Jones from Reuters News has more.
Search teams scoured thick mud and downed trees for those still missing.
The landslide in Selangor State, bordering the capital Kuala Lumpur, occurred before 3 a.m. The cause of the disaster was not immediately clear, and there had been only light rain in the area. Selangor is the country's most affluent state and has suffered landslides before, often attributed to forest and land clearance.
Reuters' Fiona Jones. The World Health Organization says climate change is behind an unprecedented surge in the number of cholera outbreaks around the world this year. Lisa Schlein reports.
At least 30 countries have reported outbreaks of the deadly disease this year, about a third higher than normally seen. Philippe Barbosa is WHO team leader for cholera and epidemic diarrheal diseases. He says most of the large cholera outbreaks have coincided with adverse climate events and have been visibly and directly affected by them. No quick reprieve is in sight. Health officials warn large cholera outbreaks are likely to continue and spread to wider areas over the next 6 months. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United Nations Special Envoy for Libya is warning that signs of partition are already evident in the troubled North African nation and urged influential nations to pressure Libya's rival leaders to urgently finalize the constitutional basis for elections. Oil-rich Libya plunged into chaos after a NATO-backed uprising toppled and killed longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Japan on Friday unveiled its biggest military buildup since World War II with a $320 billion plan that will ready it for sustained conflict, citing concerns that China will pose a regional threat. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.